Don't be afraid of the dark. Just relax and let the darkness fall over you.
Welcome to Afraidish, a podcast where every four episodes we venture into a new state and take a deep dive into the history and paranormal while enjoying some tasty adult beverages. From ghost sightings to hauntings, urban legends and cryptids, let's get weird and afraid-ish together. Hi, I'm Paul.
And I'm Ashley.
Welcome to episode 16, or episode 4 of Arkansas.
Whoop whoop.
Yay.
Finally.
I don't think we've done much since the last episode. Just mostly working our butts off.
When was the last time we recorded?
Early June.
So we recorded after Texas.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we ain't done shit.
And I believe we are recording in the depths of hell because we are in a huge heat wave. God. 100 degrees every single day for the last couple weeks?
Well, yeah, and it's not just here.
I know, it's not just here.
And it's so funny to see, like, the dipshits on Facebook. It gets hot every summer. Well, yeah, it gets hot every summer, but the UK has never seen 104 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
They did last week.
Yep.
So, but global warming is a hoax created by the Chinese to fool the feeble-minded Americans.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm. I don't believe that. Yeah. I just want to make that clear.
We believe in global warming. Anyways, let's go ahead and get started. It's probably going to be a short episode.
Okay.
I know we've just been busy. I'm going to try to get more episodes out more often.
I
say that every time.
It's okay.
I want to try. I want to do more.
You know, you work a hard job. You work an exhausting job.
Yes.
You work a hot job.
Yep.
You know, it is hard to have the motivation to want to do your hobby when you are literally dying of heat stroke every day.
Yeah. All right. Here are another 5 fun facts about Arkansas.
5 fun facts!
5 fun facts.
We need like a funky sound.
I know, I say that every time. Number 1, Native Johnny Cash's 5 Feet High and Rising song was based on a 1937 flood that saw his hometown of Dyess Colony evacuated. Growing up in Arkansas, Johnny Cash was fascinated by Frankenstein's monster and empathized with the character, saying he was just someone who was made up of bad parts but trying to do good.
Aww. That's kind of sweet.
Yes. Number 2. After getting injured in a car accident, Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow stole another car and hid in a tourist camp in Fort Smith in 1933.
More Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
I love it when they come up.
Huh. Number 3. Dover has a double-decker outhouse at the Booger Hollow Trading Post.
That's not real.
This is Arkansas we're talking about.
No, that's something you'd find in Missouri, not Arkansas.
No. Arkansas.
No, I know. I'm being a dipshit.
Yeah. Anyways. That's pretty funny.
Wow. A double-decker outhouse.
Number 4. Elvis was cleaned up for his service in the Army at Fort Chaffee on March 25th, 1958, where he received his televised haircut. The barbershop is now a museum.
Oh.
Number 5. Around the beginning of the 20th century, Hot Springs National Park was home to the largest ostrich farm in the U.S. Here, there was a range of activities available to the discerning tourist, from riding in ostrich-pulled wagons to ostrich races.
That's awesome, but also terrifying, because ostriches are, like, wild fucking animals, and like if they kick you, they will kill you.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. So, this is going to be a cryptid episode.
Oh.
I'm going to talk about a couple of cryptids.
No black, you know, BEKs. No.
Those aren't cryptids. Those are...
Okay, well, they are, because they're like creatures.
They're aliens or...
Okay. You know that feeling when, like, you really need to sneeze?
Yeah.
And it's right there. And then it goes away.
Yeah.
I hate it so much.
All right. Now let's dive into the White River and see what's lurking beneath.
Ooh.
A strange creature is said to lurk within the White River outside Newport, Arkansas. This legend is so widely accepted that the Arkansas State Legislature created the White River Monster Refuge adjacent to the Jacksonport State Park. Furthermore, the resolution made it illegal to molest, kill, trample, or harm the White River Monster while he is in the retreat.
I think by molest, that's old-timey for bother.
Yeah.
Because in Espanol, molesto is, I believe, means bother or bug or mess with. So, but also, just don't molest anything in the modern sense either.
Yeah. Whitey, as the locals call him, has been sighted frolicking in the White River for over a century and a half.
Wow.
The creature was first spied by the Quapaw Indians who once inhabited the area, and the tale was passed down from generation to generation. According to the first account, the creature overturned a brave's canoe before sinking into the river's depths. During the days of the Civil War, Whitey was accredited for overturning a loaded Confederate gunship.
So, you know, there's this theory that, like, you know, the Loch Ness Monster and, like, other lake monsters, water monsters, there's, like, caverns that connect all of these different bodies of water across the world. Do you think that Whitey is one of those such creatures? Or do you not buy into that? Although, also, by the way, it's 10-11.
I think there's also speculation that Nessie is just a whale penis. Because if you... They've shown pictures of like the silhouette of Nessie and then a whale penis. Because sometimes whales turn upside down and their penises hang out of the water looking like Nessie's head.
But Loch Ness is freshwater. Whales are saltwater animals.
I know.
So what is a whale doing in Loch Ness?
I don't know.
I mean,
I'm just stating what people say.
No, I know. And I'm just saying logic. It's more likely that there's a monster in Loch Ness than that there's a whale.
You never know.
No, who but knows? I do know. I know for a fact.
Okay, it's not a whale. Anyways, the White River Monster is described as a snake-like, about 30 feet long with a spiny backbone, and makes a loud bellowing noise. Many reports came from anglers and campers along the White River. In 1924, a Little Rock resident reported seeing the creature as having a dingy gray crusted hide.
Ew.
In 1937, a farmer named Bramlettle Bateman, who lived south of Newport, proclaimed to have seen the animal several times, saying, "The animal rises to the surface in the late afternoons and floats or swims around 5 to 15 minutes with its head underwater." Intending to capitalize on the sensation, Bateman soon set up a viewing area where he charged a 25 cents for a chance to see the monster and sold sandwiches and soft drinks. Though business was brisk for a short time, no one else ever saw the creature. In 1966, three people fishing also saw Whitey, describing it as having a tail like a mermaid's, a long body, arm-like flippers, and a head shaped like a monkey's.
Did you pick this story for a reason?
No, I just...
Mermaid.
In 1971, two men reported seeing three-toed tracks along the muddy river banks and in the trees near the river. The same year, the monster was photographed by a man named Cloyce Warren of the White River Lumber Company. Several other people also claimed to have seen the sea monster that same year. These multiple accounts convinced the Arkansas State Legislature, which created the refuge 2 years later. Though the fear persisted, at least one biologist believed that the White River Monster was a lost elephant seal who had somehow migrated out of its typical ocean habitat up the Mississippi River and into the White River near Newport. But how likely would that be?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not a marine biologist. But I do know Nessie is not a whale.
Not a whale's penis. The sea monster hasn't been spied on in the last several years, but most locals believe it is still there. Others think that the creature died when the river became too shallow.
Aww.
In the meantime, Whitey has become Newport's local celebrity as his facsimile leads the Christmas parade every year. The legend has stirred Newport's souvenir shops, signs, and other promotions. White River's version of the Loch Ness Monster has also been documented in newspapers and books worldwide and in several television documentaries. Newport, Arkansas is located about 90 miles northeast of Little Rock on Highway 67. If you saw Whitey, would it make you afraid-ish?
Probably not. Because, like, I'm on land, it's in the river. Why would I be afraid of it? Unless it starts charging at me.
Yeah. Or who knows, it could be a big-ass catfish, because catfish get huge.
I mean...
I don't know.
Maybe?
Who knows?
Anything is possible.
All right, I've got one more.
Just one more?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
In almost every state, especially the Midwest and northwestern part of the country... there have been tales or even sightings of a hairy monster-like cryptid that stands taller than most humans, whether they are mistaken for bears or apes, in my opinion, possibly from another dimension. In the last episode from Missouri, we talked about Momo, the Missouri monster, a Bigfoot-type creature that captivated the small town of Louisiana, Missouri. In this episode, we will be traveling to Fauk, Arkansas. Or Fauk, to see what the Fauk monster, aka the Boggy Creek monster, is up to.
Boggy Creek monster.
Yep. And we did not watch that documentary.
Oh, we need to.
We do. Fauk in Miller County is a small town in southwest Arkansas that attracted attention in the early 1970s when a resident of Texarkana in Miller County reported being attacked by a mysterious creature. A reporter for the Texarkana Gazette wrote an article about the events, and from the small publication, a legend was born. Fauk and its monster became famous and were featured in a 1973 movie. Oh, and by the way, that was about the same time as Momo the Missouri Monster.
Yeah. When were the first sightings of Bigfoot? Well,
probably before that.
I feel like, I don't know.
So, yeah. In May 1971, Bobby Ford reported to the Fauk constable that he was attacked at his house by a hairy creature that breathed heavily, had red eyes, and moved very fast. Ford said the man-like creature, about 7 feet tall and 3 feet across the chest, put its arms around his shoulders and grabbed him. Ford broke free from the beast, reporting that he ran so fast that he did not stop to open the front door, but barreled right through it. He was treated at a local hospital for minor scratches and a shock.
Wow.
Ford said the being had been around his house for several days and that there were other eyewitnesses, including his brother and a hunting companion. Ford's wife, Elizabeth, claimed that she was asleep in the front room when she saw a hairy arm with claws in the window. She also saw the creature's red eyes. On the night of the attack, Ford claimed he and his hunting companion spotted the animal at the back of Ford's house with a flashlight.
So she was asleep.
Yeah. She must have been woken by the creature.
Okay. Well, I've seen mermaids in our bedroom while I've been asleep. Yeah, so. I know.
You woke me up and told me to look behind the mermaid.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That doesn't mean there was a mermaid in our bedroom.
There could have been. I don't know.
Well, like I said, it looked like a combination of old Greg and Mira from Aquaman.
Oh my gosh.
It was basically old Greg in a red wig.
Anyways. They shot at it and thought they saw it fall. The men started toward it, but Bobby Ford ran back to the house when the group heard the women screaming. Upon Ford's return to the house, he was attacked. The men shot at the creature several more times, but investigators never found blood. The sheriff's department searched the area, and officers only found a set of strange tracks and claw scratches on the Ford's porch.
Okay.
Jim Powell, then a reporter for the Texarkana Gazette and the Texarkana Daily News, and Dave Hall, the then director of Texarkana radio station KTFS, went to Ford's place and found a terrified family moving out of the house it had owned less than a week.
Aww.
Powell wrote an article in the newspaper outlining the family's alleged sighting and attack. The next day, the Texarkana Gazette and the Texarkana Daily published the same follow-up story. It contained the first reference to the name Falk Monster. The Associated Press and United Press International wire services transmitted the article to national newspapers. Reported sightings of the Falk Monster date back as far as 1946, when a resident said to Miller County Sheriff Leslie Greer that she had seen a strange creature near her home. In 1973, the incident was made into a low-budget movie, The Legend of Boggy Creek, which perpetuated the story to an even larger audience. The movie filmed in Falk is a pseudo-documentary thriller about the creature and the town, and it stars some of the eyewitnesses and residents of Falk.
So it was actually filmed in the town,
yes,
in which the legend is purported to have taken place in, featuring the actual people, yes, that were actually there, and that's not a hoax. The documentary itself, right, is not a hoax.
Well, it says a pseudo
mockumentary
pseudo thriller. Whatever. So yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
But didn't What's His Face also do a Legend, yeah, of Boggy Creek documentary?
It's a different quote documentary. Yes.
Okay.
It's not the same.
Okay.
So yeah,
I want to watch. What's both. His face? What's his name? Say his name.
Okay, so it's Seth Breedlove made the documentary, and Lyle Blackburn was the host.
Okay.
So just like Momo the Missouri Monster, they did the same with Boggy Creek Monster.
Okay.
So sightings of an animal have been reported throughout Falk's history, but no sightings has been as famous as the one that gained national attention in 1971. Many have argued that reported sightings of the Boggy Creek Monster are sightings of black bears misidentified. Although black bears are not bipedal, they can rear up on 2 feet. Some weigh up to 400 pounds and stand 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
In an attempt to capitalize on the Boggy Creek legend, Peavy's Monster Mart sells souvenirs and trinkets based on the beast and has even erected a large wooden cutout inside the store where visitors and tourists can take pictures of themselves as the Boggy Creek Monster.
Oh.
So whatever makes your town money.
Right. I mean, you know, capitalize on it.
Yeah, as well. The Falk Monster Festival is an annual event held in Falk, Arkansas. The event's purpose is to bring together the local community and share information about the Sasquatch-like creature that has been sighted in the area for over a century. The festival features guided bus tours, food vendors, and presentations by some of the top Bigfoot researchers in the field.
Wow.
Proceeds from the festival benefit the Falk School District. It's been a while since I did this research and wrote this. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I put Saturday, June 18th, 2022. I'm guessing that's when this year's festival was.
Yeah, must have been.
If you encounter the Boggy Creek Monster, would it make you afraid-ish?
Yeah, that one would. Crazy conspiracy theory, though. What if, much like sea monsters are all connected by underground caverns that connect bodies of water, what if there's a cave system under North America that connects all the different locations where skunk apes are seen? Bigfoot is a skunk ape.
I know. Well, my theory is they are in a different dimension and somehow come out, because you never see them. You never see where they sleep. You never see stuff like that. I mean,
okay, so you're like it's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah,
that they accidentally end up in our world.
Yeah, but they can get back into theirs somehow. It's a theory, and it's out there, so
it makes okay.
sense.
Like, okay, well, that's funny because I've been hearing some chatter about interdimensional stuff.
Yeah,
lately, like it's been kind of a theme that I've come across the last few days. So it's interesting that you mentioned that.
Yeah,
anything is possible. I mean, one of oh my god, my brain. Stephen Hawking's last, like, theories that he published right before he passed was about the metaverse. Yeah. And how there are different dimensions. So, you know, who knows? Every decision you make splits off.
Yeah. And
creates a different universe. And there's one for every single person that has ever lived on the face of this earth. I don't know.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I guess. So, I guess that's it.
Okay.
I told you it was short.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, short and sweet, I guess.
Yeah.
Was this the last episode for Arkansas?
Yes. And then my next one's going to be a bonus for Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yes.
And then what state are we moving on to?
I don't know. We could do Texas and do that location that we went
okay.
to.
Okay.
So.
You want to do that?
No, we'll do Texas next.
Okay. Texas it is.
So yeah, after the bonus, next up bonus episode, we'll do Texas.
All right.
So if you have any stories or requests of anything you want to hear about, or if you know anybody who does, please email us at afraidishpodcast@gmail.com. Instagram and Facebook at Afraidish Podcast. Visit the website at afraid-ishpodcast.com. All the links will be in the show notes, and pics will be on the socials. Also, rate and review on Apple Podcasts and rate on Spotify.
Yes, please. Five stars, please.
5 stars. And as always, don't be afraid of the dark.
Be afraid-ish of what's in it.
Bye.
Bye.